Here we go. The John Curley, Sherry Elicker star. Sherry Elicker. Is Teeny Tiny coming by, Jacob, by any chance?
Yes.
She is?
Yeah, we got the wagon ready for everything.
Can we open the door in the wagon and everything? Sure, you haven't seen this in a while. It's beautiful. Let's bring the horses in. Andrew, let the horses in with Teeny Tiny in the wagon. Let's see who's coming in. Oh, my. Look at her. Top of the wagon. Look at the horses. They're very, very shiny. Has been giving them extra vitamins and stuff? They look great. Their coats are shiny and bright. There's Teeny Tiny. Look who's holding Teeny Tiny, Sherry. Look who it is.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I didn't expect that.
Let's see if I can make you a millionaire tonight.
Okay.
Our first winning number tonight is 15. That's followed by 19.
Right.
Up next, we have 70.
Yes.
Your next number is 61. And your final white ball number for this Tuesday evening is 20.
All right, everyone. It's time for the finale.
Now for the gold mega ball. That is 6.
Wait a minute.
Teeny.
Again, tonight's winning numbers are 15, 19, 70, 61, 20. And the gold mega ball is 6. Now, no matches all six numbers. Friday's jackpot could be $99 million.
Do you hear me?
Good luck and play on, America.
I don't believe this.
Oh, no. Teeny diving in the game. Oh, she was so close to winning, Sherry.
She's so pushy.
Okay. Bill Gates, by the way, I didn't even know that it was Bill Gates when he was talking to Anderson Cooper, because he didn't have his glasses on. I'm like, who's that old wrinkly-looking dude? When he took the glasses off, it's like, who is that guy?
He looks so much better without them. He looks, ooh. I was thinking that very thing. He really doesn't look nearly as nerdy. His glasses just make him look...
Nerd him up?
Yeah, I think he looks 100% better. Maybe they're trying
Can I say this on behalf of all men?
Sure.
I wish you would stop looking at all of us and just judging us by our looks, Sherry.
I don't mean to objectify Bill Gates. I know he's a sex symbol and all that, but I just think that that he could – he needs a little bit of a makeover.
RLE, refractive lens exchange. Dr. Kopstein could take a look at him. He might be a good candidate if he can swing what it costs to go in there and get that done. Bill Gates talking to Anderson Cooper. Yeah. By the way, if – well, I'll just let him speak for himself here.
For people over, 50 or 60, they'll probably have to be boosted every 6 months until we get even better vaccines.
So I've been trying to figure this out for myself. I assume you know the answer to this, so I'll just ask you. When do you get boosted again? I mean, now that you've had it, I've had it around the same time. I've only gotten 3 shots total, only been boosted.
He's an amateur, right, Sherry, compared to you?
Please. Yeah. Come on. You can do better
3.
Than that.
What do you call 3. That? You call it what? Yeah. Thursday? Yeah.
Yeah. No kidding.
3 shot Thursday coming at you. Here we go.
Good ones. I guess we have immunity for a little while, but when do you decide to get boosted again?
So an infection where you'll get a high viral load would be like vaccination. But, to be safe, every 6 months, you're probably going to be vaccinated. As we get more data, they might even make that shorter for people who are say 60 or over 70, where the duration seems to be a bit lower. So we're in for ongoing vaccination to stay absolutely safe.
So you get vaccinated every 3 months or something? Can we put it on like a... on our American Express cards, it just gets charged every 3 months. To say safe, we know the vaccine doesn't stop you from transmitting. We know the vaccine doesn't stop you from going into the hospital. We know the vaccine, as the vaccine is, doesn't stop you from giving it to somebody else. We know that you can still get COVID. Yeah.
But right? We also
but
know
Bill Gates that, is, yes, go ahead.
Well, we also
vaccines.
Know that that the vaccine does and was developed, as we talked about last week, to reduce the severity of the illness. So it serves a purpose. You're right. It doesn't do everything. It does not prevent you from getting it or transmitting it or any of the things as it was advertised in the beginning. But if it prevents you from getting very, very sick, it's to me, it's worth it just to make sure that you don't go into the hospital.
Right, but we still know statistically there are people that get the vaccine, get sick, go in the hospital, and die.
Right. If they have pre-existing conditions, you are not immune to the severity, probably. You would probably, you know, anything is possible if you have comorbidities. However, it's, to me, it's worth the risk of getting the, although I have to say, I've only gotten the three shots. I haven't gone for the fourth shot yet. Are you proud of me?
Well, it's the beginning of the week. I mean, what? It's still early.
That's true.
My friend Kay went in to find out, and they took her, did the antibody test or something.
Yeah.
And she is at 2,130 or something on some, because she's gotten the shot, then the boost of the shot and a boost, and 2,000 something or other is in her bloodstream. Is that good for you? I guess, you know, you get to a certain age, you're like, well, you know, that doesn't kill me, something else will. But, not a fan of what, by the way, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the second largest donor to the World Health Organization. So if you like the World Health Organization and how they lied to the rest of the world about China, then you can thank the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for supporting the World Health Organization. But the other part of the story is always you see on the internet. What about all these crazy conspiracy theories?
How do you deal with conspiracy theories? You know, there people believe you're tracking people through microchips inserted into the vaccine. I mean, given what you and the Gates Foundation and your former wife, Melinda, have done to help, you know, deal, I mean, just save millions of people's lives around the world for vaccinations for polio, nearly wiping out polio. I mean, how do you deal with it when people have these ideas about you?
Well, I'm not sure I know how to get rid of it. You know, simple explanations are kind of fun to click on, and they seem to spread and, you know, fill some, okay, there must be, you know, rather than this complex biology, maybe there's just some bad person behind this. You know, we've given billions for vaccines and saved millions of lives. If you just kind of invert that and say, no, we're, you know, trying to make money from vaccines and, you know, not trying to save lives, that's, you know, a popular conspiracy theory. The one about tracking people, I don't know why they think I'm interested in knowing, you know, people's locations. That one I still have to laugh at, but if it's holding people back from getting vaccinated, then that's tragic.
That is tragic. I remember this headline, Bill Gates slams Trump's COVID-19 advisor as a pseudo-expert who's off the rails, talking about Scott Atlas, who early on said from the Hoover Institute that trying to lock down the economy, trying to lock down people, which Bill Gates is in favor of, and talked about how well they did it in China and in Australia and New Zealand. Scott Atlas said the danger that's going to befall us will be the fact that we are stopping people that could. And then he lists all the horrors, like, for instance, you lock everything down. The person that might be able to catch cancer early on doesn't, because you're not allowed to go to the hospital and get tested for breast cancer. Looking at additional other problems that will befall the economy, the number of people in the world that will starve to death, the poverty goes up around the world, because when you close down the economy, I used to say, as America sneezes, the rest of the world gets pneumonia. So the poorer nations. So the idea that Mr. Gates was a big fan of what they did in China and thought if we had done something similar to that, we could have stopped this thing sooner. But yeah, people on the internet, my ex-wife is always sending me, I said, that's obviously doctored. That's not, the cuckoo people are like, yeah, he wants to reduce the world's population, which I don't think he's trying to do that. And then also these teeny tiny things inside this thing. There's some microchip that's in you, and now it's in you and you're going to be able to be tracked. These are part, you fall into that weird rabbit hole QAnon thing, right? And then mm-hmm. you're in that, then now it's a one way ticket to cuckoo town. I don't know why I keep running into those QAnon people. And I always ask you, you're like, no, I haven't. I guess they're all hanging out where I am. It's not that I'm attracting them, but you just ask a couple of questions of people, and then they're like, well, you know what they're doing, don't you? And you're like, oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah, I never understood the tracking thing. Like, what would be the ultimate purpose of that? If you could just control, just like some kind of, you would be able to track everybody and then control them in from where? Outer space? How does that work? I mean, can somebody explain that?
What's the advantage of knowing where someone's going?
Right.
Leave that up to General Motors sharing your tracking it where you go with the government. That story came out today. But listen, the crackpots on Gates. I'm almost finished the real Dr. Fauci by Kennedy. And I'm trying to cross. I get big chunks of it, and then I'm like, okay, so where did you get that from? Because you've got, like, what's the other side of it? You're hearing these stories, but then you're like, okay, you're trying to figure out, like, where's the, okay, did he really do that? Did they really stop this? Did they really buy this? Is he really benefiting from this sort of stuff? I can't find the other part of it. You're going to get the one story, but then you get the other story on it. But eventually, at some point, I try not to talk about that book because I haven't been able to sort of source anything. When it comes to Fauci, will Dr. Fauci continue to enjoy being the highest paid government worker since 1968 when he graduated from a medical school? I think he worked for a little while and then he got in with the government. He's been riding that gravy train ever since. Will you work with Trump?
If Trump were to return to the White House as president, and COVID is still a threat or there's some other public health emergency, would you have confidence in his ability? Would you have confidence in his ability to deal with a pandemic of this nature? Would you want to stay on in your post?
Well, no, to the second question.
Okay. I guess he'd rather work for Biden administration.
Yeah, and he's 81 years old, and he said that he's not going to retire, that he wants to make sure he'll continue to work for the government until he thinks this COVID pandemic is under control, which he's already said it's never really going to be under control. Mm-hmm. It'll be an endemic, so... I honestly didn't realize he was that old.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, he doesn't want to work for Trump. Fine. Believe me, when the Republicans, if they win, it looks like they will in November, they're going to call you in and they're going to make you testify. And you're going to get a chance to face Jim Jordan and they're going to throw you on the other side of the hill. And you're going to get a chance to talk to Rand Paul again. And they're going to whack away at you. I bet he leaves at some point in what? When it starts to happen, when they put the heat on him, and then he has to answer a bunch of additional questions about Wuhan, where it came from, the mask, and all the other stuff that went on with Fauci. He's definitely lost a lot of credibility, but boy, he's still a saint for some people on one side. Jeff Bezos criticized Joe Biden in a Twitter spat over inflation. This was, I guess the president had said something about rich people not paying their fair share. We're going to tax corporations and tax these people, the rich people, and then we're going to spend money on all these other programs. That the problem with inflation is the rich people aren't paying enough, corporations aren't paying enough. And what did Bezos tweet back?
He says, mushing them together is just misdirection. The tweets were basically, you want to bring down inflation? This is from Biden. Let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. And he says the two issues should be discussed separately and that it doesn't make any sense, that it's two totally different things, that taxing people or taxing corporations is not going to bring down inflation. The problem with inflation, he says, is, in fact, the administration tried hard to inject even more stimulus into an already overheated inflationary economy, and only Joe Manchin, saved them from themselves. Inflation is a regressive tax that most hurts the least affluent. Misdirection doesn't help the country.
Yeah, look over there. That's the problem. The whole
right,
thing
blame the rich.
Yeah. Listen, the whole stupid thing that people do, whether it's Biden or Trump did it, everybody does it that's weak as the leader. You divide the people in half, the good guy, bad guy, make the bad guy really bad, and then who can save us from the super bad guy is the super good guy over here. Divide between white and black, between rich and poor, between straight and gay, between this and that. You divide up. And you slap a label on somebody, you dehumanize them, you call them a MAGA, ultra MAGA, or white supremacist. You slap a label, dehumanizes them as an individual. Now you're not dealing with real people, you're dealing with groups, because it's easier to hate a group than it is to deal with each person individually, or to look at the real numbers. If the government prints money, then it devalues the money, and when you devalue the money, inflation comes in. So it's not that the rich aren't paying their fair share. You could take every single dollar from the top 100 richest people in the United States, and the government would run on its for about 2 months, and then it would run out of gas. Rich people are rich because they know what they're doing with the money. They would move it somewhere else. You want to change the tax system. You're not going to be able to tax these people so that they start paying more. There's a reason Jeff Bezos pays himself like $100,000+ a year, because he pays taxes on that, but the rest he takes in stocks. Do you want to de-incentivize individuals from employing 100,000 people? You really believe if you taxed all those people that there wouldn't be inflation? How's that work? That
well,
doesn't
the
work.
White
that doesn't
House.
Make any sense. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, blame somebody.
Well, now, and here's what the White House had to say about it. Andrew Bates said this: it doesn't require a huge leap to figure out why Mr. Bezos would oppose Mr. Biden's economic proposals that would raise taxes on the wealthy. It also is unsurprising this tweet comes after the president met with labor organizers, including Amazon employees.
Right, right. Yes. Who Amazon, by the way, when given most of the Amazon employees, when given a choice to join unions, even though the president said, please join the union, most of them have rejected these unions. And Bezos is right. Listen, he knows this doesn't make sense economically. And who do you have more faith in if you were to have two people competing on some sort of game show, Jeff Bezos or Joe Biden? Who do you think would win some game show just understanding economics and understanding how the world works? Jeff Bezos or Joe Biden? Joe Biden, elected at the age of 28, has never had a real job of his entire life. Jeff Bezos, who started this crazy book business and then now employs hundreds of thousands of people. And amazingly, you can order something from him and it comes within 12 hours. Who do you think has a better understanding of how things work in the world?
Yeah, I know where
That's
I'm putting
my money. Rhetorical question.
Okay,
I don't expect
all right,
an answer.
Okay.
No further questions, Your Honor.
All right, okay.
You know, every 22 minutes while I'm sleeping, mm-hmm. I hear this music come in. Yeah. 2:22 in the morning, I all of a sudden go, I wake up, I'm like, I said, Mickey's got to look at traffic.
Believe it or not, I hear it in my head all the time too,
oh,
John.
Yeah.
So
you're with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Writing to us is good and good for you. 9 out of 10, Dennis. DentalSpecialsNorthwest.com are recommending that you do vent that spleen of yours. I don't know if the dentist is bothering with your spleen, but do write to us. It's good and good for you. Write to us at MyNorthwest.com. Text as well. The fancy new text thing we've got going on at Cairo. That's for us behind the scenes, right, Jacob? We can apparently read people's texts and see their phone numbers and all sorts of crazy things now and track them by injecting a microchip into their neck.
Yeah, that's right. You got to get the special Cairo vaccine.
Right. Come on by the station.
Yeah.
Have any of your favorite Cairo radio personalities inject you. All right, so Aurora dog bark law. Is this Aurora, Colorado?
Aurora, Illinois.
Aurora, Illinois. Another fine city named Aurora. So now the city limits how long a dog can bark for. Do we have sound on this one, or is this just going to be sharing?
I thought we did, but no. Yeah, just
oh,
us.
Okay, fine. Just us blabbing about it. All right, how long does a dog get a chance to bark for?
The dog can bark for 10 consecutive minutes, and you're going to get a ticket of like $100 if your neighbor or, you know, two other people or a couple other people show that the dog has done this for 2 days in a row. So if the dog is barking, say, for 15 minutes, 2 days in a row, then they can provide proof, whether it be through testimony or through, you know, recording something or whatever. You can get a big fine for that now. They also instituted a new rule where you can only have a certain number of pets. You can only have two of the same kind of pet, so you can't have three dogs. You can't have three cats. You have to apply for like a special boarding or a special type of license or something if you have more than two pets.
Aurora, Illinois doesn't have enough other bad things happening. They cut down on the number of cats you can have.
Well, I guess they're trying to prevent people from hoarding or getting into a situation where they have, you know, it's like a kennel almost. They don't want that.
Yeah. Okay. The barking for 10 minutes straight.
I'm sorry,
two
it's 15
days.
It's 15 consecutive minutes. Where I live, it's 10 minutes, but there it's 15 consecutive minutes.
Oh, because you live in a really tawny neighborhood where after 10 minutes, that's enough. But 15 in Aurora, so just go nuts with a dog. And then I guess the thing is you're trying to stop. The person takes their dog. They tie the dog up outside. The dog bark all day long. That is a pain. I can't stand. Yeah, now Andrew playing the buggy in the background. Yeah, I used to have that. It's so annoying. You're like, oh, there's the dog. The dog's outside. It is awful.
Well,
but if
yeah,
you could understand what dogs were saying, it wouldn't be that bad. Like, if you could translate it, you'd be like, oh, okay, he's saying he enjoys the new food, that it's got more chicken in it or something like that. But just bark, bark, barking.
Well, yeah, and you think that if the dog is barking like that, you know, say for 15 minutes straight, for a couple of days in a row, the dog may be agitated or unhappy, and that's also, I think, what they're looking into is whether or not there's something wrong with the dog. Is it, you know, are they being well treated? But you have to be able to prove it. So you can't just call. I mean, you can make a noise complaint, but you have to be able to, you have to call and say, you know, and multiple people can do it, and then they really would prefer a recording of this.
Mm. I think this is kind of clever. If we were to have a dog bark under our radio show for 3 hours, people are like, oh, that's the John Curley, Sherry Elliker show. It used to be a radio station in Philadelphia called KYW. And underneath it, up until 1996, underneath it, every time it would be on, we'd get
ugh.
No. What do you mean, It had a ticker tape.
Don't you think that's like kind of noise pollution after a while?
Oh, no.
You just get tired,
Andrew,
of hearing it?
Find KYW ticker tape from like 1988 or whatever. It'll under KYW News Time. Find 52. And then it would and you could listen. It was always right. No.
Like 60 minutes-y, right? So it's just like that clock?
No, like a ticker, like a news ticker, and it was ticking through the whole thing. So you always knew whenever you'd be turning the dial, all of a sudden you'd hear the guy doing, you know, the police are still looking for a suspect that had burned on Broad Street, but you heard underneath the guy, and you know, oh, that's KYW.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a gimmick. I mean, I don't know if, I guess you get used to it after a while.
You know? Sherry?
Sounds like a great idea. How's that?
It's a part of my life.
Okay.
KYW News Time, and then checking the weather. And at some point, Andrew, who's so quick to find the dog bark but can't find KYW News Radio 1060. Yes, that's the song they used to play along with it. You'll find it when we go on to the next story about a couple that found the lost dog, and then they go to sleep. Is it their dog that's in bed with them, or it's somebody else's dog?
No, they wake up in the middle of the night, and the husband says, whose dog is this in our bed? They have three dogs of their own. And the wife looked at the dog, and they couldn't figure out, whose dog is this? The dog crawled into bed with them, and they ended up taking a picture of the dog. They put it on Facebook. A couple had been out walking their dog. The dog got loose. They couldn't find it. And they think what happened was when they let their three dogs out for the night and brought them back in, they didn't latch the door, and the wind blew the door open, and that dog found his way into their house, into their bed, and slept there with them. Then when the couple that owned the dog came to get the dog, they tried to get the dog out of the bed, but the dog was just like, I'm not moving. This bed's great. So they kept calling him and calling him and calling him. And finally the mom, the lady that owned the dog, had to go up and drag the dog out of the bed. But now they're all friends. And like the other dogs love that dog, and they all became friends, and it's a sweet story.
Yeah. Let me ask you, as a big dog fan that you are, so you're laying there in bed, and Trevor, I assume you guys are in the same bed. I don't want to think too much about it. And then so you have two dogs, but then all of a sudden you notice, there's a new stink in the bed. And then if you saw the third dog, would you deal with it that night, or you'd be like, oh, hi there, new dog? Just keep going?
Oh, it happened to us. We had our house painted when we lived in Baltimore. We had a nice big yard and a gate. And the house painter saw these two stray dogs wandering around the alley. So he puts the dogs, we come home, and he puts the dogs in the yard with our dogs. And he said, hey, I know you guys are dog lovers. I found these two dogs. And it was like 8 o'clock at night, and I didn't know what to do with them. And we weren't sure, you know, how to find their owners. So we all had a big slumber party. All four dogs slept on the bed. We fed everybody. And then by the next day, we had put it on Facebook, and the owners called. But Trevor was ready to, you know, he was done with it. And I was sobbing because I didn't want to give up the other two dogs. I didn't want to put them on Facebook. I wanted it to keep all four dogs.
Dog party. I think you referred to it as.
Yeah.
And then when you took the dog, let me finish the story. Then when you took the dog to the vet said, I'm sorry, this isn't a dog. This is a rat.
Gross.
boat.
You know that story?
No.
You don't?
A rat?
Oh, no, that's
classic. Well,
hold
confused.
On. Bring Mickey in. Mickey.
Yo.
Classic urban legend story. Mm-hmm. Couple goes to Mexico, falls in love with the dog after 2 weeks of being in Mexico, sneaks the dog back to the country, back to the United States, takes the dog to the vet, and then the vet goes, I've got news for you. This isn't a dog. It's a sewer rat.
I've heard of it.
Did you hear this at the grocery store, John? Did you have to pay for somebody's...
You know what? Why am I the only sane person that hears stories and voices in my head? Why am I the only one?
Huh? You want to be news time, 7 o'clock.
Listen.
Okay.
We need this room back in Russia.
Independence Mall, this is News Radio. KYW 1060, listen. Philadelphia. Group W, a Westinghouse broadcasting station. Serving Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware.
Good morning, everyone. It's Friday. I'm Bill Schuster.
And I'm Harry Donahue.
Hear it?
It's 65 degrees, partly cloudy on Independence Mall this morning. The
Hear
KYW
it?
AccuWeather forecast for Philadelphia and
Sounds
the tri-state
like
area. Partly sunny and warm today, high 84.
It's a ticker thing. It would go...
I heard the ticker, yeah. It's pretty quiet.
No, I heard it.
Okay, and now back to the Mexican red dog rat. Forget it. Oh, how about the guy and the woman had and the toothbrush. The toothbrush in the rear end and then the picture of it.
What? That I've heard. Yeah.
All right.
What?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Hang on, everybody.
Hold on.
And then the Mexican rat dog. I rest my case. Mickey, traffic, please.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean. All right, some advice to everybody.
Do not enter a room with a closed door.
All right, that's great advice. All right, here comes the mailman now. Let's open the door and let him in. Here he comes. Get those letters, Mr. President.
I can taste it.
Me too.
I'm the mailman. Don't nobody mess with me. I'm the mailman. If you
come,
Sherry. I'm the mailman. I bring the mail to your door.
All right, to your door. We'll get to letter of the day. Let's take care of all the rest. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Buffalo shooting. TW in Seattle says, did Buffalo shooter really modify his gun, or did he simply insert a 30-plus round clip? That's really not a mod. It's just inserting a larger capacity magazine.
Jason in Mukilteo says, 10 people killed. Sounds like an afternoon in Chicago.
Trevor in the 206, have you seen all the racist things written onto his rifle? It struck me as quite juvenile and something you might see a middle school kid do, combined with a heavy dose of racism and hate.
425 says, the diary the grandma found was in Everett. Thank you.
Rain, Tony from Everett said, I lived in Everett for 25 years. I'm used to gray and rain. It's funny how California drivers freak out when they see snow.
Yes, that's true. Unicycle Mike says, it's a pluviophile,
I think.
Yes, is the word that means lover of rain. So many people love the rain. They have a name for it, too. And I love the rain as well. Thank you, Unicycle Mike, with your crazy, wonderful mustache.
206 says Sherry is describing the REI wardrobe, folks. Classic Northwest.
Yes, it is. 206 says, we have an amazing, we may skiing during the winter and we have amazingly hot, but not too hot summers. The rain bothers the people that sit inside and look at it. The others that have decent jackets go out in it and enjoy it and go skiing.
Dog bark from 360 says, thanks for the barking effect. Now my three dogs are taking their turn barking for 15 consecutive minutes.
The best rule of thumb is don't do it.
Don't do it. Lance in Manchester says, ha 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 ha, John. John and Sherry. Show could have cats ringing bell collars through the entire show. See, that would distort everything because then you'd think everything I'm saying is not true.
360 says the all day barking is unbearable day after day. I have been tempted to shoot them with pepper balls. Won't, just tempted.
No, don't do that. Pepper balls. 425, I would not let my dog sleep in my bed. He has his own bed. Well, thank you, 425, for letting us know that.
Right. Timothy Pauly says, Goodfellas says, psychopaths cannot be rehabilitated. He should be up for triple murder, consecutive life terms. Who's next? Gary Ridgway, OMG.
425, he remains sober in prison? Wow. That's an option?
206 says, if Jay Inslee wants to run for any additional political offices, he will deny this convicted murderer's parole.
There are a few common sense rules that every clown ought to be aware of.
That's right. And don't let that guy out. Okay, letter of the day. Very clever one. Here we go.
All right, 425 says, John and Sherry, it struck me today while listening, as I do every afternoon together with my wife while we work, that the most important and compelling part of you two working together on the show is that in doing that work together, it allows us as listeners to feel as if we're working together with you, resulting in all of us doing this great work together. And who could feel better about all of us working together that and the work we are doing to come closer together to work even closer together. Ring, ring.
Yes. Thank you, 425. I'm glad you appreciate that.
Yes.
Now I know who wrote Kamala's speech.
That's all she wrote. That's all she
wrote. Big night tonight. I'm going to set another trap for a mouse. Sherry, I'll have video for you.
Okay, I can't wait.
All right, but first let's repeat like we just ate some bad pizza or something from Arby's.